I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory be to you, Lord.
Herod the Tetrarch heard about all what was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. And still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends in Christ, the first reading of today reminds us that came from the book of Qohelet. Vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. It reminds me of the book we read when we were in high school. It is called The Beautiful Ones Are Not Yet Born. The Beautiful Ones Are Not Yet Born. You know, when we were little, we thought that, oh, everything is perfect. But as we continue to grow, we came to understand that nothing is perfect, only God. So today's first reading reminds us, my dear friends in Christ, that in all we do, we should never forget God. Because God is the only one who is perfect. Everything changes. Every other thing will change, but God will not change. And nothing matters. The most important thing in life is for us to have a relationship with God. And we make sure that that relationship with God is very strong. Because that is the only thing that matters. Now look at it. A man is born today as a little boy. Before you know it, the person gets old and passes away. We have beautiful cars today. In the next 2 months, a better one is produced and our own becomes old. It is only God who cannot change. God remains whom he is. And we have to make sure that we have a grip of God by obeying his words, by having love for God, by having love for prayers. Because that is the only thing that matters. Every other thing can change, but God remains the same. In the gospel, we heard how Herod, after killing John the Baptist, he thought that, oh, he has now taken the glory. He thought that no one will come again to challenge him. But after John the Baptist, Jesus came on board. And he started to hear about Jesus. His conscience started to prick him. And he wanted to see this Jesus. Maybe to kill Jesus as he killed John. And today, Herod is being remembered forever and ever as someone who killed John the Baptist out of pride. Because he killed John the Baptist. One day when he was throwing a party, then his friends came. Then the daughter of Herodias, the girlfriend, the wife of the brother, the daughter came and danced. And he was captivated by the dance of this young lady. And he made a promise before everyone. He said, "Ask me whatever you want, and I will do it for you." The little girl went to the mom and asked the mom, "What can I request?" The mom, Herodias, said, "Oh, tell him to give you the head of John the Baptist." Because John the Baptist was condemning the atrocity of Herodias. Now, when the little girl came before the people and requested the head of John the Baptist, Herod gave orders to go and kill John the Baptist. He could not refrain. He could not say, "Oh, this is not good." But out of pride, he gave the order to kill John the Baptist. And today, where is Herod? He's being remembered for this atrocity. Because he had no fear of God in him. Because he does not love God. Because he had no relationship with God. And that is why the Kohelet reminds us that vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. Herod thought that he will remain the king forever. No. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us always make sure that our relationship with God is very strong. By coming to Mass regularly, by receiving the Holy Communion, by praying all the times. Those are the things that matter, and nothing more. So let us pray in this Mass today for the grace to understand that God is number one in our lives. To understand that nothing matters except God. And we make sure that we have this deeper connection with Him. So that we will share in the divinity of God. Let us not be like Herod, who is being remembered for killing or suppressing the messengers of God. May God continue to help us. May His words always inspire us so that we will understand that this relationship with Him is the best that can happen to us.